Today we shall meet Mr. John Otis, a man who received an amazing proposition from beyond the green door. The visitor should never have gotten past the reception desk, but his fine tweeds and engraved card carried him right through to Mr. Otis' office. There he handed Otis his card, which read, Mr. Dunn, the disposal service. Sorry, Otis said, I've nothing I want to dispose of. Are you quite sure, Dunn asked? Isn't there someone you would like to remove from your life? I don't see how it's any of your business, Otis said. Oh, but it is, Dunn answered him. Our work is to dispose of anyone you don't like. You dispose of people? Otis asked. What do you do with them? That is our concern, Dunn said. But for all practical purposes, they disappear and are never heard of again. Our service could arrange for this to happen to your wife, for example. My wife? Otis asked. What made you think of her? Oh, no particular reason, sir, Dunn said. We've simply found marriages a good source of income. Well, there's nothing wrong with my marriage, Otis stated flatly. Then you don't need the disposal service, Dunn said, turning to go. Oh, wait, Otis said. You know, this is all quite ridiculous, but I mean, what? What's the procedure? Oh, we merely require your verbal consent, Mr. Dunn said. Payment is made only after a successful disposal. And we guarantee no trouble from the police. It's preposterous, Otis said. This is all a joke, isn't it? Try us and see, Dunn said. The offer is open until 5 o'clock. You can reach me at the telephone number on the card. Otis mused all day and returned home at 4:30 in a state of nerves. There was a strange fascination about disposal. Feeling very light-headed, he dialed Mr. Dunn's number just before 5. When Dunn answered, Mr. Otis hesitated, shut his eyes tight and said, No, I don't want the service. He came downstairs for dinner that night, feeling extremely virtuous. At 8 o'clock, the doorbell rang. Otis opened the door and saw 2 uniformed men carrying a large canvas sack. Disposal service, one of them said. Now listen, Otis replied. I told Dunn no. The 2 men seized him, and with the dexterity of long practice, they stuffed him into the bag. Mrs. Otis hurried into the room. Is anything wrong? She said. No, madam, one of the men said cheerfully. As it happened, we were able to take care of your disposal problem after all. Oh, I'm so glad, Mrs. Otis said. It was a pleasure talking to your Mr. Dunn this afternoon. Now, you must please excuse me. I have a telephone call to make. Mr. Otis felt himself being carried outside and lifted into a car. He was too terrified to scream. Desperately, he asked himself, who's she calling? Why didn't I ever suspect? And what will they do to me?